Have you ever walked down the street, arrived at your destination, and realized you didn't remember how you got there? As you walked, you didn't notice a thing. There's always a lot to preoccupy us. Maybe you were distracted by the news about the latest Supreme Court hearings, rulings, or maybe you didn't notice the air quality was pretty bad with the smoke coming in from Canada. Or maybe you even walked past a friend and didn't notice them. Maybe you were so caught up in your thoughts that you forgot to stop by the bodega and buy the peonies that you intended to bring home for Shabbat. We can miss so much that's directly on our path. It's amazing how we can be so immersed in our own selves that we don't see what's right in front of us. And it's not only when we're walking around. Have you ever found yourself reading the same paragraph over and over because you can't seem to take in its meaning? Or when in conversation, you find that you've totally missed what the person talking to you has said. You are just completely not present to their words. We can get so lost in our thoughts that we are not present to what is right in front of us. In this week's Torah portion, the king of Moab calls upon the prophet Balaam to curse the Israelites. Balaam sets out on a path towards the Israelites' camp, and an angel of God stands in the way, trying to block Balaam from moving forward. But Balaam does not see the angel. His donkey, however, sees the angel and swerves to the side. Balaam strikes the donkey, forcing him back on the path. The whole sequence is enacted 3 times until finally God opens the mouth of the donkey, allowing him to speak. And the donkey asks, "What have I done to you that you have beaten me these 3 times? Balaam screams at the donkey in fury, "You have made a mockery of me. If I had a sword with me, I'd kill you." And the donkey responds, "Look, I am the donkey that you have been riding all along until this very day. Have I been in the habit of doing thus to you?" God then opens Balaam's eyes, and he finally sees the angel standing in the way. Balaam needs to learn the hard way. He makes the same mistake again and again, trying to beat his donkey into submission. Why can't he just open his eyes and see? The signs are there. His donkey is not behaving in a normative manner. He himself knows that he set out on a futile mission to curse God's people, and yet he still charges forth. Is this magical thinking? How many of us need to learn things the hard way? How many of us find ourselves making the same mistakes again and again, believing that things might work out differently this time? We beat the donkeys in our paths, charging forward as if we already know everything. What stops us from seeing the truth that is in front of us? Maybe we don't want to see what's in front of us. Maybe we don't want the responsibility of seeing our world, our environment, or the vulnerability of another person. After all, if we really see what's in front of us, we will have to change. We will have to be open to being wrong. To see means being humble enough to open ourselves to a different perspective. Rabbi Hanina ben Edi said, "Why are the words of Torah likened to water? In order to indicate that just as water leaves the high places and goes to the low places, the words of Torah leave one who is haughty and stay with the one who is humble. Water's opposite element is fire. Metaphorically speaking, just as water is connected to humility, Fire is connected to arrogance. The Hasidic source, Shari Kadusha, teaches that an arrogant person can become easily angered. After all, if the arrogant person were humble, he would recognize his shortcomings and not lose his temper. Balaam repeatedly beats the donkey, insisting on his own superiority, which reflects his arrogance. The donkey, of course, is a humble animal, perhaps the most humble of beasts. Yet God puts words in the donkey's mouth, and it is the donkey who sees the angel. And this is the point. Balaam may think he knows what a donkey is capable of. Balaam may have total disregard for the donkey's perceptual abilities. Balaam may think that his role is to completely dominate the donkey, imposing his own perspective and will upon it. And how wrong he is. Who is wise? Ask the sages. One who learns from everyone. We might infer that this extends to one who learns from all creatures, from all of creation, of which we are just one part. We are not superior to any other beings. We are beings in consort with them. Things aren't always as they seem. Balaam is a prophet, a seer, and yet he doesn't really see. He doesn't see the angel. Nothing is what he expects. What are we not seeing? What messages are we ignoring, trudging right along the path we think we need to tread? A contemporary poem by Portia Nelson illustrates this. It's called Autobiography in 5 Short Chapters. Chapter 1. I walk down the street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I fall in. I am lost. I am hopeless. It isn't my fault. It takes forever to find a way out. Chapter 2. I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I pretend I don't see it. I fall in again. I can't believe I am in this same place. But it isn't my fault. It still takes a long time to get out. Chapter 3. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it there. I still fall in. It's a habit, but my eyes are open. I know where I am. It's my fault. I get out immediately. Chapter 4. I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. Chapter 5. I walk down another street. A primary Jewish word for sin is chet, going astray, missing the mark. Within this definition of sin, this Jewish definition, missing the mark, there's a notion that if we miss the mark, we can self-correct. We can try again. We can revisit the mistake, and this time, make a different choice. From a place of humility, we can see our path with fresh eyes, realign ourselves in a new direction. It may not be the one that we thought we would travel, and it may not have been our first choice. When Balaam finally reaches the Israelites' camp, he opens his mouth to curse them. But all that comes out are words of this blessing. Matovu ohalecha Yaakov mishkenotecha Yisrael. How beautiful are your tents, O Jacob, your dwelling places, O people of Israel. When his eyes are open, he cannot deny the beauty of what is right in front of him. And we, the descendants of these people, take the words of Balaam, an enemy who strove to curse us, and we use them every morning in our prayer services, reminding us that not everything is as it seems. Change is always possible, and blessing can come from unexpected places. Shabbat Shalom.